Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Thursday morning in 68 degrees. Intrust Bank Arena had a busy and profitable first half of 2019.
Over 211,000 people attended 54 different events at the downtown arena, including Wichita Thunder Hockey, country artist Alan Jackson, and rock group Metallica. After accounting for all expenses, the net building income was reported at $713,000. General Manager A.J. Bolesky is pumped up about one of the future acts coming to the arena.
Guns N' Roses in October will be making their first appearance ever in the city of Wichita, so we're pretty excited. It's always neat when we can bring an act that's never been here before, and especially somebody so iconic as Guns N' Roses.
Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal indictment alleges an associate professor at the University of Kansas was secretly working full-time for a Chinese university while doing research in Kansas on projects funded by the U.S. government. Feng Franklin Tao was charged yesterday with one count of wire fraud and three counts of program fraud.
President Trump's trip to Denmark early next month is off after his offer to buy the Danish-controlled island of Greenland was soundly rejected. And Wednesday, the president was still sounding irritated by the rejection. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
When President Trump raised the prospect of the U.S. buying the massive Arctic island, it appears the pushback was somewhat unexpected, including the prime minister of Denmark, which controls Greenland, calling President Trump's offer, quote, an absurd discussion, a phrase the president said was nasty.
All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested, but we can't treat the United States of America the way they treated us under President Obama. I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
The Danish Royal Palace, which invited Mr. Trump, was apparently blindsided by the cancellation.
However, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Wednesday with his Danish counterpart and expressed appreciation for Denmark's cooperation as one of the United States' allies.
The feds are saying the job market this past spring not as strong as originally believed.
The Labor Department revised its employment numbers for this past March and found that the economy had about 501,000 fewer jobs than first reported. Nearly two-thirds of those jobs came from the retail and hospitality sectors. The newest revision may complicate President Trump's claims of a strong economy, but for now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics website is saying the unemployment rate stands at 3.7%. We'll get an update on the jobs market from the feds on Friday, September 6th. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
An identity fraud ring targeting veterans has now been rounded up.
The feds have arrested five people who are now accused of stealing Social Security numbers and other information, then using that to steal millions of dollars from elderly and disabled veterans. The suspects, arrested in the Philippines, Las Vegas, and San Diego, charged with aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, and conspiracy. One of them was a civilian employee at an Army installation and was able to steal information from thousands of military service personnel. John Saucier, Fox News.
Operation Dragoon is often referred to as the forgotten invasion of World War II. The mission was intended to coincide with the D-Day invasion, but got delayed due to lack of resources.
75 years ago, on August 16th, 350,000 American troops landed on the French Riviera to join forces with Operation Overlord to help liberate France. World War II veteran Ronald Barthite, who was part of that mission, tells the story with Martha McCollum what it was like to parachute into occupied France.
We were one of the few to make daylight jumps. Most parachute drops were done in the darkness, before dawn if possible. And it was our actual jump and landing and assembling on the ground was rather uneventful because there were no enemy troops that were firing at us. Thank goodness.
Barthite also took part in the Battle of the Bulge until he and several other soldiers were transferred to a hospital due to frostbite. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some big storms brought flash flooding last night to Wichita, and a flood warning continues in effect for parts of south central Kansas. We could see more storms later today. The high this afternoon, 83. Heavy rain tonight, Tarlow 68. And a few morning storms Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 68 degrees, and we've got a south wind at 12 miles per hour. 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on Thursday, August 22nd. On this date in 1996, President Bill Clinton signed welfare legislation ending guaranteed cash payments to the poor and demanding work from recipients. That was in 1996. Police say a 63-year-old Lincoln, Nebraska woman was sweet-talked out of $162,000 by someone she met on social media. Police say the person or people who communicated with the woman said his name was Ethan and that he worked on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. He made several requests for money, including $3,000 for internet service, $30,000 for a vacation, and $50,000 for a plane ticket. Sands says the woman had money sent from her retirement account to several places, including Georgia and Texas. Her account holder refused the woman's fraud claim because she voluntarily withdrew the money. No arrests have been reported. Gosh. Now, we talk about watching elderly people, but I think 63 just doesn't necessarily qualify. This is just not someone who's... I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have her faculties, but boy, that's a lot of money. And that's why criminals are criminals. They find gullible people who can be taken advantage of.
They just try to prey on people until they find someone who's vulnerable, and they found her.
They found her. $162,000. Oh, a Rhode Island man who proclaims himself the world's greatest counterfeiter is heading to federal prison. The Providence Journal reports 77-year-old Pawtucket resident Louis Calavecchio was sentenced to 15 months in federal prison Wednesday for producing counterfeit $100 bills. U.S. Secret Service agents raided Calavecchio's home in December and seized money, presses, and about $2,400 in fake bills. Calavecchio pleaded guilty in March to manufacturing and possessing counterfeit currency. Calavecchio, for years, frustrated casinos with counterfeit slot machine tokens. He was arrested at Caesars Atlantic City in 1996 with 800 pounds of fake tokens.
Oh, well, industrious little guy.
Yeah, and he doesn't keep it a secret. His 2015 autobiography, You Thought It Was More, Adventures of the World's Greatest Counterfeiter, details his exploits. Unfortunately, Lewis can't keep his mouth shut.
He's obviously on the radar. He knows who he is.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Keep an eye on him when he walks in.
Hey, you know what? There comes, that's the greatest counterfeiter in the world. Why don't we just arrest him? 6:38 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex Wednesday closed positive for the third straight session this week for most of our contracts. New highs for the week were made by the live cattle, while the feeder cattle futures traded mostly on the inside trading session. The cattle complex lacked any type of market-moving news to go along with the higher closes, and we saw lean hogs trade mix and close negative yesterday after closing positive the previous two sessions. On the close, October live cattle were 22 cents higher, $100.22. October feeder cattle, 90 cents higher, $134.55. And October lean hogs down $1.67 at $63.30. On Wednesday, the corn and the Kansas City wheat traded near their contract lows, while the soybeans traded near their lows of the week. They all bounced off the lows. Only the Kansas City wheat closed negative. And we saw yesterday Mexico buy 328,000 metric tons of our U.S. corn. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher, 4.01¾. December corn up a quarter of a penny at 3.70½. November soybeans trading a penny and a half higher at 8.74½. October crude oil, 54 cents higher now, 56.22. December gold down $12 at 1503.80. September S&P's up 2.5 points at 29.31¾. September dollar index, 4 cents higher, 98.22. And September Dow Jones futures up 31 points at 26,256. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, how's the weather in Butler County?
We picked up about 30 hundredths of rain last night. It got a little bit hectic for a while, but overall it wasn't too terrible.
You didn't, that's not much compared to what some of the places to the south and to the east of where you are.
Exactly.
So you, Butler County, you're in Augusta. You got missed by the heavy rain. It's kind of floating down to the east of you over by Eureka and going east, but Wichita, we got, the Weather Service told me early this morning an inch and 93, so, and 2 to 3 inches around here in Sedgwick County. So that's looking pretty good, huh?
Yes, it is, but it looks like we still got chances for many more opportunities as the week moves along.
Yeah. Well, is that good or bad? I mean, for farmers.
Overall, you don't turn down rain in August, and it will help, you know, the soybean crop. It will help on the finishing filling in the ears of corn. But we're getting closer and closer at a time where we're going to want to stop seeing the rain so we can start seeing enough heat units to finish maturing the crop.
There you go. That's a very scientific update. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Okay?
Thank you.
Be careful. KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Coming up Monday, September 9th at the Regal Warren East 20 Honor Flight presented by Sunflower Home Health and Hospice. This is about World War II veterans, and it's a documentary, and their Midwest community coming together, and it's coming up on the 9th of September. Got a couple of tickets I'm going to be giving away sometime this morning. Be listening for your chance to win.
And I've got two Chris Stapleton tickets concert tonight downtown that I'll be giving away before we wrap up this morning.
Tickets,
so stay
tickets,
tuned
tickets.
For that, too.
Yeah. All right. It's 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, headed our way with Handling Student Loan Debt. Don's on the way. Keep it here, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.